not say it twice.
We're not putting up with ICE.
Protesters gathered across the Bay Area last night, from downtown San Francisco to San Jose and Oakland's Fruitvale District, to demand accountability following the death of Renee Nicole Good. The 37-year-old mother and volunteer legal observer was killed during a federal ICE operation in Minneapolis on Wednesday morning. Speaking to KPFA Radio, George Galvez, co-founder and executive director of Courage, says the shooting is a stark reminder of the agency's impact on communities of color.
The fact that ICE killed at least 32 people in 2025, but they weren't white folks. And, you know, I think white people woke up yesterday morning kind of shocked at the fact that, you know, someone could be murdered so brutally and broadcasted on TV and then labeled a domestic terrorist. But I think black and brown folks have always known that, you know.
While federal officials have labeled the incident an act of domestic terrorism, Galvez notes that the data regarding public safety in Minneapolis tells a different story.
It's probably worth noting that for all of the right-wing narrative around Minneapolis too being unsafe, there's only been one homicide in the entire city so far this year, and it happened yesterday and was committed by a masked ICE agent. So the whole notion and idea of this being about public safety, like, nobody should be convinced of that, but that's the mantra that they're repeating.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said Good was stalking and impeding an ICE operation by blocking an ICE vehicle with her SUV and attempted to run an ICE agent over. Noem said the agents shot Good in self-defense. But state officials are disputing the federal narrative. They described Good as a compassionate neighbor who was on site acting as a legal observer. Community members also challenged the official story during a vigil at Oakland's Fruitvale Plaza. Esmeralda, an organizer with CSO Oakland, told the crowd that the federal account does not match what witnesses saw on the ground.
Whenever a black and brown person gets targeted by the police, we hear this narrative that police acted in self-defense. But we know that is not true. ICE is no longer going into our communities in the middle of the night when no one is awake. In broad daylight, they went to a community and they took the life of Renee Nicole Good. Shame.
During a press conference Thursday, Mimi Nguyen of the Santa Clara County Rapid Response Network condemned the scale of the federal operation, calling it a state occupation.
DHS deployed over 2,000 untrained ICE agents in Minneapolis to terrorize the Somali community, and this resulted in the murder of Renee Good. The federal occupation of a state under the guise of immigration enforcement is not public safety. It is state violence.
Yesenia Campos, a legal observer with the network, says that video evidence from the scene confirms that Good was acting within her legal rights at the time of the shooting.
Renee Nicole Good was shot and killed in Minneapolis. There is video. There are witnesses. There is no confusion about what we saw. Renee was lawfully observing and protecting her community, doing exactly what legal observers, rapid responders, and community advocates across this country are trained and legally entitled to do. She was not interfering. She was not threatening anyone. She was exercising her rights, bearing witness, and holding power accountable. What happened to Renee was not an incident. It was not a use of force. It was murder.
As the FBI opens an investigation into the shooting, Minnesota's Bureau of Criminal Apprehension says the FBI and the Justice Department have declined to work with them. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem insists that the state has no jurisdiction in the case. Despite that legal standoff, community members here in Oakland say they're staying in the streets until they see real accountability. Anita Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.